Good morning, 6:05 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 70 degrees. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola this morning, and starting out with a traffic update. Your traffic on the fives. Jake, what are you seeing?
Well, not seeing really anything out there on the roadways yet early this morning. Looks like Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. I-10 and I-110 are looking good. This just actually popped up on the FHP maps here. This is going to be Highway 29 in Cantonment. Both northbound lanes are blocked right now from a vehicle crash with injuries. Crews should be getting on the scene if they're not already. This just happened. This is going to be Highway 29 in Cantonment headed northbound. This is going to be right at about, let's see the cross streets here. Let's zoom in a little bit. All right, so this is going to be at Cedar Tree Lane. If you know where Cedar Tree Lane is, headed northbound on Highway 29, both northbound lanes are blocked right now. Otherwise, around town, we're looking really good. If you do see anything out there on the roadways and you want to report it to us, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jake. Appreciate the update. Well, we are watching the weather today. We do have an enhanced risk of severe storms later this afternoon.
All modes of severe weather are on the table. So that means destructive wind gusts up to 80 miles an hour, tornadoes, some of which could be strong, EF2 or stronger. And then hail, that's one of our lower end threats, but again, it still is there.
That's Escambia County meteorologist Scott Lynn Williams, who says the severe weather could start around 2 p.m. today and last through later tonight. And because of that threat of severe weather, Escambia County Public Schools have canceled their classes today. Santa Rosa County is on an early release schedule, UWF closing at noon, and ECAT has canceled their services for the day as well. Santa Rosa County officials confirming that a payment of $850,000 to a business vendor was recently intercepted by some fraudsters.
Money, it was not. It almost sounded like the money was stolen by someone. That is not the case. It is, as you said, it's a case related to some funds that were transferred to a vendor that does work for Santa Rosa County.
That's County Administrator Devan Cook. And in a statement, County Clerk Don Spencer says that the vendor was the victim of a business email compromise. Ultimately, that allowed the fraudster to redirect that money for services from the vendor's account into a fraudulent account. This incident is now being investigated by the FBI and Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, and we understand that part of that money has been recovered, but the banks and the authorities there are still working to recover the full amount of the money. It's 6:08 at News Radio, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
It is a weather alert day as showers and thunderstorms are expected to move in this afternoon, lasting through the evening hours. A few storms could be strong, level 3 out of 5 of severe weather for today. High today near 76 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 63. Thunderstorms come to an end by about 10 p.m. tonight, and then we look calm as we go into Thursday. Sunny skies, high near 74. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, it is 70 degrees in Pensacola, 69 in Gulf Breeze, and 66 in Milton. Your next news at 6:30 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Physical activity can make your life better. Spring is a great time to begin reaching your movement goals. The Florida Department of Health in Santa Rosa County is celebrating National Minority Health Month and promoting breastfeeding for all babies by holding the All Moms, All Babies 1 Mile Color Walk or Run on April 13th. This free family fun event will be held at the Baghdad Mills Site Park beginning at 10 a.m. Call 850-983-5250 to pre-register, or for more information, visit health.gov/moveyourway for tips on how to get active.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon, the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
People are coming downtown, and we've got to do a better job of balancing those things. So, as you said, still a bargain, I believe, at a dollar an hour. Our study suggested that given all the economics, given our household income economics, everything included in that, we should probably be at about a dollar 80 an hour right now compared to other cities. And we did those comparisons, but we're going to a dollar an hour.
So the mayor talking yesterday during his press conference about the city council meeting coming up tomorrow night, where they're going to talk about restructuring parking to a dollar an hour. And as you heard him say, he thinks that the market rate really should be a buck 80. But when you're going up from what it currently is, God, what, 50 cents an hour right now? I never pay for parking. You know me. I am a cheapskate. So I will always hunt for the free parking space. But there are a couple of changes coming in, not this week, but changes that will be coming. We've been talking about this for about a year now with the mayor.
Got a process in place for starting to implement some of those policy changes that we've talked about, you know, whether that's added geography, a little bit later hours, and cost. Those were really the three policy changes we're looking at. And
added hours, cost, and geography, right? The idea is to expand the places where there is paid parking as opposed to free right now. Hours for the evenings, particularly, which is where we have the greatest efficiency because, you know, people go downtown and they can't find spaces at night when we don't even charge for parking. And then also, you know, the increased rate per hour. What he eventually wants to get to is a flexible rate per hour where you would have surge pricing of some kind, you know, which, again, his argument is, and the parking expert's argument is, that, you know, price is the only way you have to encourage people to move on now. You know, don't just sit there and take up a valuable geography that other people could be taking up. And so, you know, the idea, there's a limit of a buck an hour, so it won't be surging up, but it could theoretically surge down. And even talked about that, you know, the trouble right now is you just can't change the rate. You have to do it in the ordinance. Like, you have to pass an ordinance to change the rate. And he wants to put that into a budgetary consideration so that every year in the budget they would figure this stuff out and be able to change it on a, you know, a more readily available basis. Now, for my part, again, I just, you know, I've many times said this, as long as there are places where I can park for free, even if I have to walk a little bit, you know, I'm going to be happy. I don't like going to paid parking. Every time there's a new paid parking space, it irritates me, but I understand the reasons why we're trying to do this. And even though I want it the other way, I fully understand, and I'm losing this argument by popularity. So be it. One of the more interesting developments, you may not remember this, but, you know, there's the red lots that everybody hates because they will boot your car because they do not have ticket enforcement against your license because it's not city lots, right? It's this private company. And we hired one of their people to come work for us as the parking consultant. And they raised a stink about it. They tried to stop it. I think legally they actually went to court, I think, to try to stop. Anyway, that's what I remember. I believe that's correct. But he now works for us. And remember, the goal was kind of softly stated, we would kind of like to get rid of all the red lots. We would like really to incorporate all of the privately owned parking lots into the city system somehow. Well, we're working on that right now.
Is that app being used on some of the private lots now?
It is. And so and what's important to understand, and I totally understand the confusion. You know, I've learned a lot through this process too. Park Mobile, when we brought them on, they are simply the technology aspect. They're not enforcement. They're not. They're a technology that is afforded to anyone. Anybody on any lot can call Park Mobile and say, we want you to use our app for these spaces, right?
See, some are already choosing it. The Park Mobile app has the advantage of it's just a vendor. It's just a way. It's like, imagine somebody came to town and said, all right, you want to charge parking. We've got people who will wave the flag and take the money for you, okay? You get some, we get some. That's basically what the app is. And the city said, okay, you're one of the biggest apps for this in the whole country. We'll use you. It's more flexible. It fits our needs better. It's more suitable. By the way, some of these private lots can hire that app, hire the people to do parking for them. The rates are set by them, not set by the city. But the goal eventually, or anyway, was to have all those rates set in the app so you could see what the price was going to be. So you could basically pull up the app and see where a space is, how much would it be, and then decide where you want to park. The goal long term is let's get everybody on the one app. Private lots, public lots, city lots, and then you can basically pull up the app and say, all right, $10 there or $1 an hour here. That's the idea. That's the goal. And there would be, as he said, a kind of synergy if we could do it that way. And I agree. So it's not a make it illegal to have the red lot. It's not a try to enforce by ordinance or to acquire them or to create a business license obligation or anything like that. Why don't we just provide an excellent service, and then maybe the downtown business owners who own those lots will say, yeah, that's a pretty good deal. Why don't we switch over? That's good for all of us if we do it. You know, win by the carrot, not win by the stick, you know? And I think we're on a path to get that. 617 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives.
Yes, sir. We are looking pretty good aside from that crash that is just north of Cantonment and Cedar Lane on Highway 98, both lanes blocked northbound, Highway 29. Apologies. Everything else in Pensacola is looking good. I-10 and I-110 are looking good, not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or in Carr City. Mobile Highway is clear through Beulah. No delays on Burgess or Olive. If you do see anything on the road, give us a call at the traffic tip line. You can call or text 437-1620.
First one, how do you feel?
Feels pretty good.
Good job. Well done. Welcome, Jimmy. First time you've heard him on the radio. He's training, so having his first day, and a great job for your first traffic report. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, especially, I always think about this as a first-time buyer, you know, moving out from a rental and trying to decide even is now the time, or is the market right, what am I going to have to pay, what can I get for that payment, where do I have to live, can I live where I want to live and get the house I want to, you know, all of that stuff, okay? Christina Leavenworth, an absolute expert about this. And part of the reason such an expert for buying is because she's such an expert for selling. Like, they know what a house is going to sell for. They know what the right price to ask. They know how to stage it, present it, list it, all that stuff, and then go through the open house and get it so that people are going to give them the price they want. But the flip side of that is that means that they know what a house will sell for, and that if you're trying to buy one, they'll know how to get it for you for that price, or what you can negotiate on and what you cannot negotiate on, and what advantages or extra things like buying down your points you might be able to get even out of a new build. That's something that happens sometimes. So the point is, a great person to give you insight, information, answer your questions, even if you're not sure yet. You know, you don't have to feel like you're defining that you're going to go. Just call and find out what she thinks about it. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Pete Salvato at Only Choice Healthcare cannot help you with gas prices or rising inflation, but he can help you lower the cost of your health insurance. Are you tired of paying all of your medical expenses out of pocket because you never meet your deductible? Their Freedom of Choice plan has no deductible for all outpatient services, including outpatient surgery. You pick your doctors, and it's 30 to 60% lower than Obamacare. This plan is available all year round. You can change now. And these have nothing to do with your income, so there are no surprises at tax time. If you're paying for your own health insurance, you're uninsured, or your employer coverage is just too expensive, call Pete at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. Or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. Really, it's the only choice. onlychoicehealthcare.com. They will customize a plan managed by you, not the government.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, save 35% on New South Window's products and installation.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter gutter protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday and Saturday, check out the toughest firefighter challenge in the U.S. at the Pensacola Beach Firefighter Challenge. Register yourself or a team. See PensacolaSports.org for more. The third annual Fred Levin Way Fest is Sunday afternoon, a free community event highlighting free services and lots of family activities and fun. For more, check out FredLevinFest.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Where the hell have you been, soldier?
Training, sir!
Training, sir!
What kind of training, son?
Army training, sir!
Army training, sir!
Bad weather to move through tomorrow during the afternoon and evening hours, and the severe weather outlook telling us that, and that severe storms with damaging winds, large hail, and tornadoes will be possible. So as we time it out here, it looks like it's going to be around midday here in the areas of southwest Alabama and into the afternoon hours here for northwest Florida with very heavy rain in the area, very heavy rain, very windy weather, and the potential for some of those individual cells to cause damage or maybe even produce tornadoes.
Yeah, this is a little bit of a weird one, partially because of the time of day it's coming. You know, a lot of times we get these storms, it seems, overnight or early in the morning. This is one that's going to affect us in the midday today, as Alan Strum there was talking about last night on Channel 3. We have moved into, we are likely to be in the 3 zone, but they are downgrading the amount of rain from what had been looking at maybe 5, 6, 7, 8, even 9 inches of rain, now saying maybe 2 to 3 inches of rain. And it's an afternoon thing. This is why, for example, Scambia closed school, Santa Rosa closes early, UWF closes early, PSC did not close, ECAT totally closed for the day. Bad for people who need ECAT, obviously. All of our surrounding counties are doing something. I mean, Escambia County in Alabama, Baldwin County in Alabama, Okaloosa, everybody's doing something, whether it's closing. Most of them are closing early today because when the afternoon comes, they don't want to have the kids in school. That's for the buses. Remember, the buses are vulnerable, okay? Driving over the bridges with the wind, all that kind of stuff, and the possibility that it would have been more rain than that. What we've got, if you're looking at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, I mean, I am, you can't, it's in Louisiana right now. Louisiana is full of storms, like the whole state is covered, but literally the whole state is covered by storms. The worst of it is down around New Orleans, going all the way west towards the border with Texas and up towards like the panhandle's the line. Below the panhandle line is all the bad stuff, which of course is our panhandle line too. And that stuff is kind of cycling in our direction. It, again, it's a little ways away, right? You got, you know, between us is Mississippi and Alabama right now, but that's what's coming our way later on today. 624 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, work continuing 24/7 to clear the debris from the catastrophic bridge collapse in Baltimore. U.S. Coast Guard Commander Roberto Concepcion says their priority right now is finding the bodies of the 3 remaining construction workers who've been missing since that collapse. An 18-year-old man facing charges for allegedly planning attacks on churches in Idaho. Federal prosecutors say Alexander Mercurio pledged his allegiance to ISIS in online postings. He's charged with attempting to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization. And I'm not sure who needs to hear this one, Andrew, but the mad scientists over at Krispy Kreme have come up with some new donuts.
Oh, okay. You have my attention. Although, yep. Can I say in advance?
Yeah.
The original glazed hot now.
Always and forever the
is
best.
Is the pinnacle. Yeah. Everything else is a bit of a deviation down. I mean, even the best other at Krispy Kreme is always... Okay. You know, like...
I have to agree. Yeah.
But go, and you always feel like, oh, that looks so cool. And then you're like, I should have had a regular.
It's difficult to top the original glaze.
What do you got? Tell me.
But they've come up with some new Kit Kat-inspired donuts. A glazed donut topped with pieces of Kit Kat, of course. Then a chocolate donut that's filled with cookie dough-flavored cream and covered in Kit Kat pieces. Yeah. And a caramel brownie donut sprinkled with Kit Kat and brownie pieces with a caramel drizzle.
So I'm all in for the Kit Kat world, but I'd rather have Kit Kats and then also donuts just kind of back and forth. And I'll also say this, you know, Krispy Kreme for the original list, but, you know, like everything at Milton Bakery. And everything at Maynard's.
Right.
And like it's just uniquely Krispy Kreme. They always try to do the odd thing, and I just always think, I mean, this would be the place where if all they sold was the hamburger and nothing else,
right?
That's all they need. Yeah. But they always do the other stuff. I don't know. All right, David, was that it? We done?
That's it, yeah. Right, now I'm too busy thinking about donuts to do any more news.
Last hour we were talking about the old school lunches. This hour we're talking about donuts. What food item will come up next? Stay tuned. 626 on News Radio 92.3. Let's see, we got Jimmy doing traffic here. Who's doing traffic this time? We got Jake and Jimmy in here today. Everybody's learning a little bit of new things. So go ahead, Jimmy.
Well, we're still looking green. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, by the way. We are still looking green. Just if you're heading north on Highway 29, just be wary of that. Northbound lanes are blocked due to an accident, so just be careful out there. That is just before Cedar Tree Lane in Cantonment. Everything else is looking good. I-10 and I-110 are looking good if you're on Highway not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or in Carr City. Mobile Highway is clear through Beulah. No delays on Burgess or Olive. And 9 Mile is accident-free, not showing any delays. So if you do see anything, call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. Again, Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Jimmy with traffic.
I love it. All right, 627 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, if you are hungry later, I mean, if you're hungry now, it's too early. You can't go get Pounders today. Not this early, but you can go later. And I'm just telling you, it is, oh my God. I say this every time because it's our favorite restaurant. Like, you know, in terms of what do the boys ask me? Hey, you can go anywhere for your birthday. Where do you want to go? Can we go to Pounders? Like, that's what they would always ask me because it's in Crestview, which is a bit of a drive. But now they've come to Pensacola. It's fast, casual Hawaiian, okay? Teriyaki chicken, teriyaki steak, Kahlua pig, garlic chicken. You order a couple of meats. You get some side items like the rice or the macaroni salad, which is, oh my God, it's so good. And we would always stop there in Crestview. And we go out of our way to go there, especially when we're coming home from anywhere else in Florida, and we're coming back on I-10. We'd stop there, and I go in the back, and every single time I tell them, the food was fantastic, when are you coming to Pensacola? And I like to think I was responsible. Just a little, because they're here on North Davis Highway in University Mall Plaza, right in front of the Academy Sports and the old Dickies location. So stop in, eat. They're not open on Sunday and Monday, so don't go on Sunday. But you can go today, you can go tomorrow, and eat as much as you like. 628 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Did you see the story about Scrabble? This is amazing. It's really, really amazing. Scrabble is coming out with a new edition of the game. You know, the all-time classic board game that some people love and not everybody loves. And I will tell you, as a massive board game geek, that's actually the best website out there on board games. It's called BoardGameGeek.com. I'm a massive board game geek. I am not a Scrabble fan. I love language games. I don't love Scrabble. Scrabble is much more about the strategy of memorizing all of the two-letter words and then, you know, gaming your points out. And I just don't enjoy it. I would rather play like a Boggle or Perquacky or something else. But I respect Scrabble. I respect it enough not to change it. And now you have Scrabble for wussies. I kid you not. Or people are calling it Scrabble for snowflakes, Scrabble for children, maybe. It's collaborative, and they've reduced or eliminated the scoring, and you make achievements instead of getting points, and it's meant to be less conflict-driven and less intense, and for people who are intimidated by the original Scrabble, grow up! Play a real man's board game! Can I tell you my real take on this? It's disheartening in some ways, but you still have the other side of the board. Like, the way I've been told is it's like one side you play regular Scrabble, one side you play Scrabble for you know, low achievers. You can still play the regular Scrabble. I just don't know that we need to have a low barrier entry Scrabble for people who don't like conflict scoring and challenging board games. But there you go.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. The House is going to send impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate next week, not today, as Senate Republicans want more time to make the case for a full trial, with Democrats threatening to dismiss the case. House impeachment manager Ben Klein on Fox.
We have these laws in place for a reason, to protect the public. This secretary has failed to enforce these laws, and people are dying in this country as a result. That's why he needs to be removed immediately.
House and Senate lawmakers will both get the chance to question Mayorkas today as he appears on Capitol Hill to ask for more money for his department. The Arizona Supreme Court upholding a 160-year-old law that outlaws nearly all abortions, Governor Katie Hobbs calling it a dark day for her state.
It must be repealed immediately.
The law bars all abortions except when the mother's life is at risk. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's 70 and mostly cloudy this morning in Pensacola. Of course, still watching the weather today. We are learning that severe weather is possible later this afternoon.
We're mainly looking at a start time of around 2 p.m. potentially of it arriving here, and then that will last through late Wednesday night. With this severe risk, Escambia County is included in that level 3 out of 5 enhanced risk.
Escambia County Public Safety Meteorologist Scotland Williams there, and forecasters say all forms of severe weather are a possibility with these storms. That includes heavy rainfall, flash flooding, damaging winds, tornadoes, and hail. We're at a level 3 of 5 risk. Due to the weather threat, school is canceled in Escambia. Santa Rosa's on an early dismissal schedule. UWF is closed at noon. ECAT has suspended all of their services for the day. Looks like Escambia County, Alabama will be dismissing early today. And Baldwin County schools also closing early today. Of course, we'll be watching that as it develops later. And we'll get more with Channel 3 here in just a few minutes as well. Well, the investigation is continuing into the cyber attack on the city of Pensacola last month, and Mayor D.C. Reeves is reiterating that the possibility does exist that personal information may have been compromised.
Ultimately, there was enough there for us to say that it was possible, but still to this moment, we're not aware of that something has been leaked or something specifically is out there. But out of abundance of caution, we're going to go ahead and take that same process that we did in 2019.
And earlier this week, the city said that online bill payments had been restored for Pensacola Energy and Sanitation. Reeves says that late fees that may have been charged while the systems were down are going to be going away, and new late fees will not be issued until May 1st because of this whole thing. Well, porch pirates across the state have been put on notice. Governor DeSantis signing a bill yesterday to increase penalties for porch piracy, retail theft, and inciting looting via social media. HB 549 makes theft of property for an amount less than $40 a first-degree misdemeanor. Subsequent violations now would be a third-degree felony. Theft of property more than $40 would also now be a third-degree felony. The harshest punishments would be for those who commit retail theft with a firearm or two or more prior convictions. That would be punishable by up to 30 years in prison. The governor says Florida's taking another step to distinguish itself from other lawless jurisdictions. And a transgender teacher winning a legal battle with the state, a federal judge siding with a Hillsborough County teacher who sued over a 2023 law that requires teachers to use pronouns that correspond to their sex at birth. Teacher Katie Wood claimed that violated her First Amendment rights. The judge issued a preliminary injunction blocking the state from punishing Wood for violating the law. The injunction, though, does not apply to other teachers across the state. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Time to get a check on our traffic on the fives. And Jimmy, what are you seeing?
Well, this traffic report is brought to you by ECUA. Right now, we do still have on Highway 29, if you are heading northbound, we do have a vehicle crash, and it is both northbound lanes blocked on US 29, so be wary of that. We do have on Pine Forest Road and Loblolly Lane, we have a vehicle crash, partial roadblock. Everything is looking green other than that. I-10 and I-110 are looking good. Mobile Highway is clear through Beulah, looking good from 12th Avenue through Palafox and W Street. Lillian, Jackson Navy, and New Warrington, all accident-free. If you see anything on the road, give us a call or text at the traffic tip line, 437-1620. ECUA, bulk waste service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. With traffic on the fives, this is Jimmy.
It is a weather alert day as showers and thunderstorms are expected to move in this afternoon, lasting through the evening hours. A few storms could be strong, level 3 out of 5 of severe weather for today. High today near 76 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 63. Thunderstorms come to an end by about 10 p.m. tonight, and then we look calm as we go into Thursday. Sunny skies, high near 74. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now it is 69 degrees in Pensacola, 69 degrees in Gulf Breeze, and 65 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Toyota Motor has revealed its new 4Runner SUV for the first time in nearly 15 years, which is the last remodel of the car maker's Five Brothers line, which also includes the Tacoma, the Tundra pickup, Land Cruise, and Sequoia SUVs. Aside from its new looks, the 2025 4Runner will be offered with a hybrid engine for the first time. The price of the car will be released closer to its on-sale date. You need to earn just over $100,000 to buy your average home in the U.S. right now, but many metro areas now require at least double. Some of the most expensive markets include Los Angeles, San Diego, Honolulu, and more. However, the most expensive market, according to a recent National Association of Realtors report, San Jose, California, with a needed salary of roughly $470,000 per year. Futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. From managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable?
Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast.
From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered.
Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
The tone of the resolutions that are proposed by our city attorney are, in my opinion, very divisive and inflammatory. And even if there is some measure of truth to any of the allegations that have yet to be investigated, I would like to quote what my pastor preached about on Sunday. He said, "Even if it's true, sometimes it just doesn't need to be said." So I'd like for all of you to just consider that, and whether you'd even want these resolutions to go forward.
Marilyn, you just mentioned basically giving grace. You and Mike Cusack tried to fire our city attorney twice. There was no grace given then. It's funny how you're asking for grace now for the mayor. And,
Milton. Yes, indeed. Yesterday, you had a Milton City Council meeting, and you had the, really, you know, a lot of times Milton is sort of, light without heat or heat without light? I don't know which way that metaphor is supposed to work, but, it's a lot of loud bickery talking and embarrassing adults, and not really much substance. This is one with some substance, okay? So what Marilyn Farrow, City Councilman Marilyn Farrow there was complaining about is she felt like, you know, this whole business about the report on the mayor's behavior or misbehavior was unnecessary, ungracious, unchristian, sort of, unjustified, whatever. Remember, the mayor previously had tried to get Alex fired, called a meeting, canceled a meeting, called the meeting, had the vote lost. So Alex Andrade stayed as the city attorney. Eventually, the city clerk, her ally in all of this, got fired by the city council. Then we went through all the rigmarole with Scott Collins, and then we flash forward to today. After all of that, Heather Lindsay filed a complaint with the Florida Bar trying to get Alex either reprimanded or disbarred or something. And then he found out about that, told city council. They were irritated because it seems like she's trying to go another way to get him out when she has whatever problem she has with him. She has him blocked on her cell phone, will not take his calls, will not take his texts, longstanding disputes here. So Jeff Snow asked Alex to prepare a report. Hey, what can we do about the mayor who is exceeding her authority, he says, who is harassing employees, he says, who is you know, representing herself as the whole counsel when she's not. And he'd prepared this report, including charges like perjury, all kinds of stuff in this report, and then produced two items, each of which to be voted on last night for censuring her. One, for failing to provide a safe and productive working environment, the censure, and then also that there would be a report to various state agencies to see what they can do. And then the second one, that she's exceeding her role as mayor and using authority she does not have and interfering with city business and not running the council meetings properly and also, you know, interfering with the city manager, also to report that to the appropriate state authorities and see what they have to say about it. And as you heard there, Jeff Snow's making the claim that, look, you're calling for grace now, but where was the grace by the mayor towards Alex Andrade? Where was the let's just move on? And she didn't.
Really just unbelievable that in the in this situation, our attorney, and has just been shown this past week with Mike's plea bargain with the state.
Remember, Mike Cusack is now getting into a plea agreement with the Ethics Commission, if it gets approved by the Ethics Commission, to pay a $1,500 fine for him misusing information that he had to benefit somebody else, namely Scott Collins. And he's one of the allies of Heather Lindsay, and the state this week just said that he's got a problem, or last week, you know, that he's got a problem.
No, everything that y'all brought up in going after this man, and now that the mayor went after his livelihood, his job, his bar license where he can do anything, that's okay with you two. But now that we want to ask the question if everything was followed properly, and we're not the authority to do that, then you want grace for the mayor. We've been given grace for a long time, and you always say that let's work together. I don't see that ever happening with you. Basically, you two ever trying to work with us on a thing. It's always attacked, especially our attorney. And now it's come full circle, and it's time for somebody else to look at this. The attorney's doing what he's supposed to do, whether you agree with it or not. And I fully support both of these resolutions the way they're written. So,
and look, political division is one thing, but, you know, let's all work together after the repeated times where Mike Cusack particularly has been the wrench in the works. And Marilyn Farrow has often been his ally as the wrench in the works. And again, aligned with the mayor, who does not get to vote unless there's a tiebreaker needed. So we'll come back to this in just a second because, you know, it's Milton. You know, there's more. Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
This report is sponsored by True Green. We do still have a vehicle crash on Pine Forest Road. If you're heading north on Pine Forest Road and Loblolly Lane, the right lane is blocked. And if you are heading northbound on US 29, they have cleared out one northbound lane, but that accident is still prevalent right before Cedar Tree Lane in Cantonment. I-10, I-110 are looking good. You know, Mobile Highway is clear through Beulah. No delays on Burgess or Olive. And looks clear all the way to the beach. If you do see anything, please give us a call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. If you want a great-looking lawn, contact True Green today. All you have to do is water and mow. Sign up by April 20th to get one application free with an annual plan. Restrictions apply. My name is Jimmy with Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. All right, back to the Milton City Council meeting last night. The allegations of you're not being graceful, Marilyn Farrow.
I've shown a lot of grace to a lot of my fellow council members. I've shown grace to the city attorney. There are statements that have been made to me that have been demeaning and insulting, and yet I've not until now brought that out in the open.
And I will say this, Mike Cusack is the one that is the most combative on the council with everybody else. Marilyn Farrow sometimes is less and sometimes a little bit more, but she is, I actually agree that she's been the more reasonable of the two and the more congenial of the two. But, you know, the votes are often very, very predictable as a 6-2 split. And she just can't understand why everybody's attacking the mayor all the time.
I don't understand why there is so much pushback against our mayor at this point. I don't think she's being given the respect that she deserves.
Can I ask you a question? Do you believe it was right for both of you, for the bar complaint by the mayor?
I believe it was her right.
Do you believe it was right? It's our right to do these resolutions if the council chooses to move it to other authorities to make a decision whether there was wrongdoing or not.
You get what he's asking? Like, if she supports Heather in making the bar complaint against Alex, then how can she complain that the council is making its complaint to the attorney general, the ethics commission, perhaps the governor and, you know, the state attorney or attorney general or whomever, you know, if it's within your purview to make the complaints, then it's within your purview to make complaints. You can't say the mayor was right and the council's wrong. That's what he's getting at.
You're asking us, you're being kind of hypocritical when you say what you're saying. You agreed that it was okay for the mayor to go as the mayor to file a bar complaint that was, as if the citizens don't know, it was thrown out basically in a week based on being personal and political. Do you think that was correct? It's an opinion.
In my opinion, that was her right.
Which is not really the answer, but he's correct. The bar said this was, you're disengaging in politics through bar complaint. That's not appropriate. So now what could happen? Well, it might seem like this is all just, we don't like that person, we don't like that person, this is all just bickery stuff. No, there are some very serious allegations in this report that Alex put together. Perjury by her accounting of what did and did not happen throughout the whole saga of the Scott Collins, representing that she is the entire city council when she's just acting as the mayor. You know, subverting the goal of the council in terms of what it was trying to accomplish, fabricating public records by creating a text with somebody else in order to make it seem like something hadn't happened, which had happened, working with the attorney for the city clerk when she was in the process of getting fired to try to make it seem like she'd have a cause of action against the city. I mean, these are serious allegations, some of which would carry criminal penalties, some of which would carry legal for as a member of the bar. She's an attorney, of course, former city attorney, Heather Lindsay. And, you know, even the possibility of if she's trying to subvert the will of the council and working against the city as the mayor without even a vote, unless she's a tiebreaker, that's the kind of stuff that the governor might even say, all right, we're done, you're out. So what's going to actually happen? Well, my view is that could be anything from nothing at all to ethics violation and therefore fines. To you have the, you know, state attorney could investigate or the attorney general could investigate. There's criminal elements here with perjury, potentially. The bar could decide that there's inappropriate behavior being done here that could jeopardize her law license. Or at the biggest extreme, although if there's criminal, that's kind of extreme too, you know, she could get removed from office. These are all possibilities. As Alex Andrade summarized a bit yesterday.
Your positions, in positions where you should be jealously guarding the public trust, there are credible examples where that public trust was egregiously violated. And as a council, if you want to reaffirm that public trust, you have a duty to investigate and affirm what happened. And if there are consequences for the actions of specific individuals, those consequences should be brought.
Yeah, because public trust is not high. And Milton is, again, a lot of the city functions really, really well. But this is crazy stuff. And not just like, again, bickery politicians disagreeing with each other, not getting along. I mean, that's just America. This is like real dysfunction, potential criminal behavior, potential defamation. I mean, like that kind of stuff that's going on. It's really, really bad. So my takeaway is I don't think it's going to be a zero. I don't think it's going to be nothing. I think it seems, I don't know how much to gauge the other things. I think it's going to be something other than nothing is going to be the outcome of this. They voted 6-2 on both counts, as always. Six council members voting for, Snow, Powell, Meese, Hawthorne, Jarrett, and I'm forgetting one, Sebastio, versus Cusack and Farrow. Always the 6-2, and it was a 6-2 to vote on both these resolutions, which find facts, declare facts, affirm the report that Alex submitted, including all the allegations against Heather Lindsay, and then said, we censure her and also go ask these agencies what they think we ought to do about this. So you may recall there was a time when somebody, to not be named, mentioned that perhaps this series would come to an end. The series is not coming to an end anytime real soon. There was other stuff that happened last night too, by the way. I didn't have enough time to get into it today, but you had a member of the public get removed from the proceedings, and I think you had Mike Cusack got taken off of being on the financial. His position is he was the head of the financial board. I forget the name of it, because he got a fine from the ethics commission dealing with his using of information for the personal gain of somebody else. And the argument is like, you can't be in charge of this if you've got that going on. So there's more drama to come. Stay tuned. 6:54 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else do we have going on? Oh, if you are thinking about the green lawn in the summer and you're trying to make that happen, NSEC, they will take care of you and start taking care of you now, because the idea is you can't make the green lawn happen in June and July. You got to start with it now. They've got a time program that'll help you make your lawn lush, healthy, and keep weeds to a minimum. They will come out and do a soil sample. That's no charge. First lime application for an average-sized lawn, that's included. Also, you get, if you sign up today, you get first lawn application totally free with that new annual lawn program. You can find out more or sign up at NSEC, ENSEC.net. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you are heading northbound on US 29, just be cautious. We do have one northbound lane open, but that accident is still being taken care of. There is another vehicle crash. If you are heading west on Pine Forest Road, north on Pine Forest Road, I apologize, and Loblolly Lane, there is a vehicle crash with injuries. The right lane is blocked. Other than that, we are looking green. We are seeing nothing on I-10 and I-110. Those are looking good. Mobile Highway clear through Beulah. Gulf Beach Highway not showing any delays. No delays on Burgess or Olive. If you do see anything on the road, give us a call at the traffic tip line at 437-1620. Again, that is 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We are watching the weather today, but so far no advisories or warnings other than out in the water. We have a high surf warning at the moment, but otherwise the on-land stuff for our listening area, not yet. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
An appeals court is denying former President Donald Trump's request to delay his New York hush money trial that's set to start next week. Employees at a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, gearing up to vote on whether or not to unionize next week, and the Environmental Protection Agency imposing its first ever national limits on forever chemicals in drinking water. The EPA announced today it's putting limits on PFAS chemicals, which are commonly used in food packaging.
This is a huge day because this is where we're going to start to figure out What are the levels, and how much money is it going to cost us to do the filters for all the water systems that, like, you know, that ECUA has? And remember, the whole country is going to be having to do this, and so the whole country is going to be putting demand on the filters and on the disposal of the used ones that have the PFAS, because there's only one place in the country you can do it. So, like, this is a huge news story for us here locally and everywhere across the country. David, thanks so much for the update. All right, Jimmy, first future news. What will happen to Mayor Heather Lindsay? Nothing. Ethics Commission sent, violation. Legal problems, removal from office.
Do I have time to think about this?
I think it's going to be an Ethics Commission and...
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.